previously on Paws and Tails.
Hey, what's this?
Look, it's huge.
Well, I've never seen a bigger rock.
It's called Fortress Rock. A long time ago, everyone in town was saved from a forest fire because there was a lookout station here.
I can see the town square. And look, a ship's coming into the bay.
Hey, look, what is that over there? Is that smoke?
That's a fire. That's a fire at the Collins Mansion. Come on, we gotta go help.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Land ho! We're coming into the port of Wildwood!
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place, but if you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there too.
Go, CJ, jump! It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me, you big baby.
I do believe this is the best band we've had in years.
Band music makes me feel so warm and fuzzy.
CJ, you're a bear. You're always warm and fuzzy.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails.
It all started with a fire. Emergency was dire.
Could have cooked a million hot dogs in that fryer.
But on top of burning down a house, it made us all
perspire.
Ew.
Position, I'll start pulling the fire hose that I'll need. Pawpaw Chuck, can you get the other hose around to the left and water down the roof there before it starts to burn?
You bet, Stag.
Around to the left.
Well, most everyone in town has come to fight the fire at the Collins Mansion. The furthest part of the West Wing has pretty much been burned up. And there's a real possibility that the rest of the house could go too if Chief Williams can't get this under control. For a proper sort of an elk, Stag Williams is a real mover when trouble comes to town. He's fast, smart, and he's a good leader.
Hunt! Officer Hunt! Start unloading the shovels and get a crew digging a clearing around the fire in the woods. Don't want this to turn into a forest fire. Okay, let's go, go, go!
Over on the hill there is Mrs. Daisy Collins, just watching it all. What a terrible thing to happen to such a sweet old bear. She was widowed, 10, 11 years back. Her husband was the richest man this side of Wild Mountain. That old mansion he built is so big and has been built onto so many times that there are rooms no one has been in for decades. Mrs. Collins loves to have the kids over to explore and play there. She does love the young'uns.
Madge, what are they doing so close to the fire? Oh, that Stag Williams is going to get himself hurt.
He's doing his job. Now just be still, let them do their work. Looks like they're just about to get it under control.
Would you look at how well the kids are helping? Staying back and out of the way, but working like a team.
Good job, everyone. Make sure you get it all. There could be one hot spot. Start back up and get it going all over again.
Any idea what got it started?
Not yet. Soon as it's safe, Officer Hunt and I will start the investigation. Could be a lantern got knocked over. Candle in the curtains. That sort of thing. Mostly we never find out how a fire gets started. I think we got it down here. I'm going around to see the other side.
What a mess. The damage the fire did, and then everything that got soaked with water.
Miss Collins has got to be beside herself.
I suspect that Mrs. Collins is more concerned with all of us than a few rooms of her house.
They're over here, Mrs. Collins. How is everyone?
All fine and accounted for.
We helped to pull the hose all the way over here to help fight the fire.
I was watching, and I was so impressed to see how well you all worked together.
Well, it's a little known fact that weasels are very strong.
Pawpaw Chuck, kids, are you all well?
Fine.
We're fine, Mrs. Collins. I'm so sorry about the fire. How do you think it started?
I haven't the foggiest notion. It's been years, many years, since I've been in this part of the house.
Let's get this hose back to the truck. Good job, everyone.
I'll take this part.
Goose, it's a little known fact that weasels are very brave when they need to be.
I did not know that. I was scared stiff.
I thought you looked exceptionally brave.
I was inspired myself.
Really? Because of me?
CJ, let's look around. Maybe we can investigate some ourselves.
Stacy, don't start that again.
This could be a big case here.
We're cubs. I don't even know what we're looking for.
That's why they call it a mystery.
Oh, brother.
I'm gonna start over here. You can start over on your side.
Fine.
Remember, the smallest clue can break the case.
Blah, blah. Everything has to be a big production. Like we're gonna find anything but charcoal. What in the world? Oh no! Stacy! Stacy, come here!
CJ! Get out of there! It's caving in!
I can't!
CJ! Hang on! CJ! Get out!
Yeah, fine.
Amazing work, Pawpaw Chuck.
Thanks. The rest of the roof is about to fall, too.
You're right. Okay, everyone, clear the area. This is an unstable structure. Let's get some axes in here and knock down all the weakened beams.
Did you see that?
What?
Are you cubs all right?
Yes, Mrs. Collins. CJ, Papa Chuck ran from the fire truck over to you like I've never seen anything like it. He was like a runaway train, and then he held up the whole side of the house like it was made of paper.
You always exaggerate everything.
Well, she's right, son. Well, I haven't seen him move like that for a long time. Grizzlies are very fast and very strong. But the older animals still tell stories of Pawpaw Chuck and the mighty things he's done in the early days. Believe me, he is no ordinary bear.
You okay, son?
Yeah, thanks, Papa Chuck. Under that wall that just fell, I know how the fire got started.
This is so in trouble. I know the feeling, it can burst your bubble. Someone played with fire, something went amiss. Who's responsible for this?
Just before the wall fell, I was looking around and I saw a book of matches, some firecrackers and cougar tracks.
You sure?
Papa Chuck, I'm positive. I know cougar tracks when I see them. We can dig through the pile and find the matches and firecrackers, but I doubt that the tracks will still be there.
Makes perfect sense. Surprised I didn't suspect it from the start.
What happened, guys? What's going on?
Looks like Hugh McClaw caught the house on fire while he was playing with firecrackers.
Hugh started the fire?
Okay. This is getting out of hand here. I do not want any more talk about this until I have a chance to talk with you myself.
Well, it's not like he hasn't done this sort of thing before.
Definitely.
Remember when he was pushing those big boulders off of the hill by the docks for fun? Until one of them bounced right into the side of Skippy's boat?
It almost sank.
What about the time Hugh was swinging from the rope on the school flagpole, and the pulley thing broke right off?
Hugh has a pretty bad track record, but just let Chief Williams handle it.
Remember when he dug that hole too close to the
railroad?
Well,
just look who's peeking through the trees. Hello there, Hugh McClaw.
Hugh, come over here, son. Don't change the subject, Hugh. Were you playing with firecrackers by the Collins Mansion?
You took all my firecrackers away.
Hugh, misleading someone is exactly the same thing as lying to them. Lying only causes more trouble. This is serious, and we will not be finished here until I get the truth.
It was an accident. One of them had a bad fuse, and it went too fast. I thought it was going to go off in my hands, so I just tossed it away. If Mrs. Collins took better care of her house, there wouldn't have been that stack of pine needles against the building to catch on fire.
You look at me good, son. This is not the result of some old pine needles. You disobeyed me and your own father by playing with firecrackers again. You were wrong, and you will understand this. Whenever you disobey, someone gets hurt. Happens every time.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's the first step. When I get back to town, I will talk with your father about how to pay for the damages.
Don't tell my dad!
Son, this is well out of my hands here. You've done some serious damage.
Well, Hugh was finally beginning to see the error of his ways, while everyone else was cleaning up the mess. Piles of burnt lumber were scattered about, and occasionally there was still a flare-up that needed putting out.
Hey, look, guys! Over there! Another fire has kicked up!
I'll get it, Goose!
No, I got it. I'll just chop it and knock it out like Stag Williams does.
Put the axe down. You're gonna hurt someone.
It's a widely known fact that weasels are very strong for their size. Uh-oh!
That stick is on fire!
Uh-oh!
Papa Chuck, the curtains are on fire.
Get back, everyone. Someone, Stacy, go get Stag Williams. Tell him we need a fire hose back here now. Go.
I'm glad to see you taking some responsibility for a change. Now,
Chief
Hugh.
Chief Williams.
What's the matter, hon?
The fire started up again on the other side, and we need help. Papa Chuck needs a fire hose in there now.
I'll get the hose. You go make sure there are folks working the pump on the truck.
Gotcha. Hey, guys, we need everyone on the pumps again. The fire started back up.
I can help. Hey, everybody.
It's getting bad in there. I need a shovel.
Hey, everybody, I can help.
I got a shovel here.
Let me.
Did you see that?
It was an accident. He just ran into it.
Look, you can see a shovel dent in his forehead.
I need that shovel now.
Here, I got it.
I got the hose. Where do you want it?
Over here, quick.
Is he all right?
Ran right into a swinging shovel.
I saw it from the hill. Let's get him out of here.
But not that cat. No, he had a different tune.
The second fire was quickly put out by Papa Chuck and Chief Williams. Hugh went home fit as a fiddle, but with a real distinctive bump on his forehead. Although it's been 2 days since the fire, Goose is overcome with grief for starting up that second blaze. Mrs. Collins has put together a rather spectacular picnic lunch for everyone in town. Her way of saying thanks for all their help.
Goose, nobody's blaming you. You were trying to help, and it was an accident.
I don't think I'll ever be able to look Mrs. Collins in the eye again.
Okay, everyone. Before we begin, I just want...
Speak up, Stag!
Sorry. To say thanks again for all your help, we worked together as good as any professional crew of firefighters. Makes me proud to call you my friends. While we are having our fill of this sumptuous banquet, I will be honoring some special people. But for now, let's give thanks. Oh, Lord, thank you for all these special folks here. Thanks that we were able to get to the fire quickly, and thanks that no one was seriously hurt. You give us so much that we don't deserve. We love you, Father, and thanks for the food. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Can I leave now?
Now, Hugh, you just sit down and enjoy yourself. Mrs. Collins has done a wonderful and gracious thing here. She did it for all of us.
She's got to be so mad at me. If she sees me here, she'll flip her lid.
Mrs. Collins has asked especially that you be here today.
Hey, guys, can you believe this spread?
Oh, man, do I have to sit across from him?
It was an accident, Hugh. You ran into my shovel.
You deliberately swung at me.
Easy, fellas.
Did not.
Enough. Now sit down and act like gentlemen and enjoy this meal.
Okay, everyone. First of all...
Louder, Stag!
Sorry. First of all, swallow that last bite you just took. Mrs. Collins has something she would like to say.
Thank you all. This is as loud as I get, Edward Beauchamp, so just be still. I simply cannot convey my gratitude to all of you for your assistance in fighting that fire. However, I would like to give a special bit of thanks and appreciation to one person who I feel deserves some recognition. For bravery and willingness to help when assistance was desperately needed, I would like to give this official Wildwood Firefighter's hat to Pinky Gongoozler.
What?
Most folks call her Goose.
Go Goose!
Go Goose!
Get on up there, Goose.
Why, she can't...
There's no mistake. Come on up, Goose. You are being recognized for your help in fighting the fire. And, well, because you felt so bad about a simple mistake, I wanted you to know that you are appreciated and loved for who you are.
Yeah, go Goose!
Everyone, hip hip,
hooray!
Hip hip,
hooray!
Hip hip,
hip, hip, hooray!
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. She started the second fire. How can they just forget that?
No one forgot anything, Hugh. They simply forgave Goose for a well-intentioned mistake.
She doesn't deserve that.
You're absolutely right. That's grace. Getting something good you do not deserve.
Well, many of you have been asking me how much the damage will cost to repair.
Oh, I don't feel very good.
Well, I got that information this morning. And it will cost approximately $57,000.
It'll take Hugh's dad the rest of his life to pay that off.
Oh, I'm gonna be sick to my stomach.
Hang in there, Hugh.
Officer Hunt and Chief Stag Williams have completed their investigation and concluded that Hugh McClaw was the one responsible for the fire and thus responsible for payment. But also in this envelope is a check for $57,000 that will cover the damages. Hugh, you do not owe me anything. Your debt has been forgiven.
I don't get it.
She paid off your debt. She forgave you.
I don't owe anything?
Maybe a thank you? Go on, son.
Miss Collins? I never meant to. No one has ever done anything like this for me before. I'm sorry.
I forgive you, son.
Okay, you all. Let's get back to the eating and celebrating.
What would you do if you were Hugh? And did a thing you knew you shouldn't do? Would you ask for forgiveness? Forgive your neighbor too? That's what God said we should do, be do do. So that's what you and I should do.
Now Hugh's been caught and so he owes some money. But someone shouted, hey, I'll pay that, honey. What a big surprise, what a thankful face. All 'cause someone gave him grace.
What would you do if you were Hugh? And did a thing you knew you shouldn't do? Would you ask for forgiveness? Forgive your neighbor too? That's what God said we should do, be do do. So that's what you and I should do.
When Jesus stood on the mountain and told us how to pray, he said, ask God to forgive you as you forgive others each day. There'll be more mistakes that you'll be seeing, 'cause each of us is just a human being. So remember this, Christ the Lord forgives, and he'll make you good as new.
What would you do if you were you? And did a thing you knew you shouldn't do? Would you ask for forgiveness? Forgive your neighbor too? That's what God said we should do, we do do so.
Grace to Hugh was written and directed by David Carl. Music by John Campbell. And What Would You Do If You Were Hugh was written by Sandy Howell. Paws and Tales is an Insight for Living production.
All right, Ned Cleaver of Wildwood reads legal. Take one. Ned, go.
Okay. Here goes. Copyright 2004, Insight for Living. No part of this program may be reproduced in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, without the written permission of Insight for Living. So don't even think about it.
That's a wrap.